This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about postpartum depression. Now, generally speaking, having a baby is a joyful event, but some women may experience sadness or depression after the delivery of a child. When the symptoms of depression are persistent, this is called postpartum depression. The word post means after, and partum is defined as childbirth. Therefore, postpartum depression refers to the feeling of depression after childbirth. About 10 to 16% of women in the United States will have symptoms of depression following the birth of a child. Whereas postpartum blues is mild, self-limited, and does not require treatment, postpartum depression is more impactful. The symptoms of postpartum depression can mirror major depressive disorder. If the postpartum blues worsens, lasts for more than 2 weeks, or a new mother expresses a desire not to live, this is serious. In this case, a new mother should be evaluated for postpartum depression. Let's find out more about the symptoms of postpartum depression and how to treat this condition. As mentioned, postpartum depression can appear similar to major depressive disorder. The symptoms of postpartum depression include a depressed mood, feelings of hopelessness, lack of sleep, decreased or increased eating patterns, and excessive weight gain or weight loss. In severe cases, a mother may feel as though she does not want to live. If you or someone you love feels this way, speak with your doctor as soon as possible. You may require counseling and/or medications to help treat this condition. Above all, pray. Remind yourself of the heart of God and immediately reject any feelings of self-harm. It is important to realize that such thoughts are not from God. We know that God wants us to live a life full of joy and a hopeful expectancy for things to come. When we look at the treatment for postpartum depression, women with mild or moderate symptoms should seek counseling. This is especially important for mothers who are breastfeeding and do not want to expose their infant to antidepressant medications. When symptoms are severe and impact daily function, medications may be needed. Though discussed later, postpartum depression is treated with medications called SSRIs, or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, such as paroxetine or venlafaxine. Now, serotonin is a hormone that is thought to regulate mood. Low levels of serotonin are thought to be responsible for the symptoms of depression. SSRIs help increase the natural levels of serotonin in the body. About 10% of this medication is passed into the breast milk, but this medication is generally considered safe when symptoms are severe and in full-term infants who are breastfeeding. Therefore, if you are considering starting a medication for postpartum depression, speak with your doctor. Now, having a child changes a parent's life. With this change comes a change in emotions. While it is important to be aware of depressive feelings following the birth of a child, it is more important to realize your life is filled with great promise. Similar to postpartum blues, mild or moderate postpartum depression can be treated with counseling. Severe cases of postpartum depression may require medications. Mothers and family members should be aware of worsening depressive symptoms. There is no shame in seeking the care of a medical professional while leaning into the Word of God. Remember, there is no fear in love. 1 John 4:18. Jesus deeply loves you. He has more for you than you can ever imagine. Your life will be filled with joy. You are an amazing mother and capable of caring for your child despite any perceived or realized challenge. God has blessed and equipped you to be a mother. I am both excited and proud about the beautiful life and future of the child you will raise. Thank you for listening to our podcast on What is Postpartum Depression? Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.